Okay, if you'll repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My eyes see.
My eyes see.
My ears hear.
My ears hear.
And my spirit is perceiving.
And my spirit is perceiving.
You're trying to get a hold of me.
You're trying to get a hold of me.
And wake me up.
Wake me up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 43. And I just believe that sometimes we take things for granted. And there was a powerful word that the Lord provided through our sister when she came and drove by and sent us a message. I did not have that in mind when this scripture came to me. But it says in verse 18, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland. I give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself." Now I want you to kind of take a good look at the reality that he's forming you. For who? Himself, not for you. He's not on your case because of who you think you are. He's a very jealous father who's got an incredible plan for you. And he is trying to tell you, stop looking at your old patterns. Because all you're doing is, while you're focusing on your old patterns, you're going to duplicate them again. Because they're your future in your mind. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Why? Because while you're focusing on your past and all your mistakes, all you're going to be looking at is your potential future, and you're damaging your future.
Amen.
When you are looking to go higher than where you've been, you're building on the potential that the Father is trying to download from you, from himself. It's really downloading it from him into us so that we can become what he's already prepared us to become. Now, he said the people, verse 21, I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praises. Well, there's a reason for it, right? Yet you have not called upon me, O Jacob. That's the man of flesh. Okay, Jacob is the one that's always trying to find a solution and trying to make things work. You have not wearied yourself for me, O Israel. You have not brought me sheep for burnt offerings, nor honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with grain offerings, nor wearied you with demands for incense. You have not bought any fragrant calamus for me, or lavished on me the fat of your sacrifices. This next verse is very important. But you have burdened me with your sins. You have burdened me with your sins and wearied me with your offenses. Say ouch.
Ouch.
You have burdened me. God is looking at, listening to you about all the things that went wrong in your life and all the things that you do wrong in your life. And he's tired of listening to it. That's bottom language, right? Mm-hmm. All right. 25 is the solution. But let's go back. You have burdened me with your sins and wearied me with your offenses. Oh, I've been offended by this one and I've been offended by that one and I can't stand he and I can't stand she. Well, guess what? While you're worried and telling God about how offended you've been, what have you done? You're focused on your past. He said, don't dwell on your past in verse 18. So what are you doing? If you start thanking him for every test that you've been through, you're going to start looking through the darkness into the light that's ahead of you. Amen?
Amen.
25, I am he who blots out your transgression. Ha ha, it's not you blotting your own out. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. You know why? He wants to survive your case. And remember your sins no more. So, whoa! If he wants to forget your sins, what are you doing about reminding him of all the things you've done wrong? Now that's the old covenant. We live in the new covenant. So while you're so enchained in all this old stuff, you duplicate it over and over and over because it's your focus. It's awful quiet in here. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. 26. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case of your innocence, not your guilt. State the case of your innocence. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. His blood cries out and he says, not guilty. The courts of heaven says you're not guilty. You're declaring your own guilt. You're sticking yourself in the ground and you're burying yourself alive. And it stops when you make a decision to do it his way.
Amen.
If you do it his way, you're going to have a joyful day. If you do it your way, you're going to be in the ho-hums and depression and hopelessness and the tears will start rolling and you'll say, my tomorrows are going to be like they were and where am I going but the same tomorrow as I've had yesterday. Phooey! Amen. State my case for my innocence. Your first father's sins. Your spokesman rebelled against me, so I will disgrace the dignitaries of your temple, and I will consign Jacob to destruction and Israel to scorn. I could go on for about another hour on that one, and I'm not going to. Jacob made the decision to fight with the angel. Yeah. I would say if he would have gave up a little bit sooner, it might have been easier on his hip. Mm. All right?
Yes.
Can I ask God for grace to give up quickly when I'm heading in the wrong direction? Mm-hmm. Can I ask him for grace to remind me that he's wanting me to state my case for my innocence? Ooh. So it goes right back to Romans 5. Right? I tried to pound into you a couple of times that the Lord said loud and clear, you are justified by the blood of Jesus in the courts of heaven. What are you looking at? Your earthly court. Right up here. And you're shooting yourself in the head. With your own mouth. One thing to shoot yourself in the foot, but it's something else to shoot yourself in the head. Amen?
Amen.
You see, I was speaking to someone this week, stating the fact that the divine exchange took place on the cross. Papa said to Jesus, "You want to redeem him? You got to do it my way. You're going to go to the cross, but you're going to set them free." How many of you have got one loved one that they'd love to see changed? Just one. Thank you. Would you take their sin upon yourself and allow yourself to intercede for them until they come home? That's what Jesus did. Divine exchange can still happen as you're interceding. As you're giving thanks for the way they are and giving praise to God for changing their hearts and healing them, that's intercession.
Amen.
Yeah. Instead of telling God how ugly they've been to you and how offended you've been and how ugly that your emotions are and how you can't take another day of this type of lifestyle. Talking to my great-granddaughter yesterday, and one of her teachers is a real challenge, and I'm being nice. Challenge. So she's been in school now for roughly 3 weeks, and she found out that she only has one of her teachers that she really is happy about and very. So my wife and I were praying and asking God for grace for her so she could survive. Because not every teacher and not every boss is going to be sweet. Some teachers are going to be a pain. Some teachers are going to cause you all kinds of irritations. So I kind of gave her a little bit of insight. And I said, might be time for you to pray for that person. Oh, pep, she says. And she didn't have too much attitude, but it was still cute. And I'll be honest with you, when I was 12 and somebody would have told me to pray for one of my teachers, I would have given them, yes, I'll pray that I get a baseball bat, maybe a swift kick that I can apply at the right place, so that they will be adjusted and they can be nice to me for a change. Correct, Amira? Come on, girl.
Oh, yeah.
So, we need to pray for those that are teaching us. That's me.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
That's me. God has ordained that I teach, and I'll be honest with you, sometimes I don't want the job. You know why? Because I will irritate you. The words that are going to come out of my mouth are going to be a cause for you to be offended. And then if you're smart, you'll go back and you'll say, okay, God, you better pray for Pastor Kim because I can't right now. Because I don't like what he said. I don't like the way he was acting. And I don't like the way he's calling me to task. I am saying to you, state your case for your innocence, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to rely on the blood of Jesus to really eradicate every trace of the old patterns in me. By his grace, he's going to do it. And if I get off the case, he's going to do it very well.
Amen.
Amen. If I let him clean me up, I will not only be in agreement with his statement that I am innocent in his sight, that I can be loved without all this old pattern in front of me all the time. You were not a sinner saved by grace, even though that may be a true. You are a saint under construction. And the sooner you get that into your heart, that yes, you're going to go forward by choice every day, and you're going to cry out for help every day, and you're going to say, by grace alone will I make it through this day. And as I do, I'll be able and available to you, Lord, to maybe help somebody along the way and pray for the teacher or pray for the master, pray for the boss, pray for the irritated one. Yes, intercession for the ones that are ugly. Yeah, it might just change your attitude. And it'll change your altitude. You want to be like an eagle? Start looking from above. You want to be like a rodent or a snake? You're going to be looking from the bottom. And you know what? The rodents know how to hide. Mm-hmm. So do the snakes. They hide themselves in the grass. And if you don't have discernment, you're not going to see them.
Amen.
If you don't have discernment, an awakened heart and an awakened ear to hear, you won't be able to survive. So God's Holy Spirit was sent into me to awaken me to those that have got different intentions. Some are out there to what? Destroy, steal, kill.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
But there are some that are designed by God on your path to build you back up. To reestablish you in the ways of God. To help you through a time of difficulty. Yeah. Now close your eyes right now. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm not going to look at the former things.
I'm not going to look at the former things.
And I'm not going to dwell on my past.
And I'm not going to dwell on my past.
You're doing a new thing in me.
You're doing a new thing in me.
It's time I perceive it.
It's time I perceive it.
You're making a way for me.
You're making a way for me.
Even in this dry season.
Even in this dry season.
I'm going to keep stating my case.
I'm going to keep stating my case.
That I am innocent.
That I am innocent.
In your eyes.
In your eyes.
Because the blood of the Lamb.
Because the blood of the Lamb.
Has washed away my sin.
Has washed away my sin.
All of it.
All of it.
Yesterday's sin.
Yesterday's sin.
Yesterday's offenses.
Yesterday's offenses.
Including, the ones that may be coming down the highway. When I get irritated, and I respond incorrectly,
I'll trust your grace
to keep healing me, and keep me back
on the right path.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Yes, dear.
I found that verse.
You did.
It did. I did. In line with what you were saying, Deborah. Isaiah 42:18. Hear you deaf and look you blind that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or so deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is so blind that he that is at peace with me, or so blind as the servant of the Lord? You have seen many things, but you do not observe them. Your ears are open, but none hears. The Lord was pleased for his righteousness' sake to make the law great and glorious.
Good news. Amen. Yes, dear.
Today's scripture of Isaiah was Isaiah what?
Huh?
43.
Oh, okay. Oh, the... Anyone else? Well, there's one word that needs to go forward. Come on, Jesus, let's go. Jesus, let's go. Jesus, let's go.